Well, hello, guys. Or maybe there's a couple of femons out there actually like what I talk about. I doubt it. But are femons gullible? Yep. The advertising agency's known that for years. Well, make that centuries. They sell them these anti-aging creams and everything, they believe it. And the makeup that doesn't damage the skin at all. Yeah, of course. Well, this is a story about how a 53-year-old divorcee got scammed. And she's a divorcee because she's the one who wanted the divorce. And her husband obviously had money. So it was a good time to get a payout. You see, femons always get a payout in divorce. It depends on how much. Well, I guess she's on quite a few media sites talking to people or anything else. I don't know how, but she got in contact by this guy or whatever. And they pretended to be Brad Pitt. Why Brad Pitt was talking to her, who knows. But anyway, they were talking for months and months. Then she said it got romantic. What, you started fondling your comments or something? How could it get romantic? Anyway, apparently he needed some money because he had to get some operations because of cancer. But he couldn't get his own money because the Angelina the bitch had blocked it or something like that. And she actually believed it and actually sent them money. Apparently all totaled about £695,000. But not to worry, it wasn't none of her money, it was her husband's. Sorry, ex-husband. But take a look at this picture. It's pretty obvious, a fake. And apparently they were kind of AI generated, I guess. And here's another picture. Of course, he's getting operated on. He's got lovely hair though. Did the operation go okay? Oh look, yes it did. It went well. Because he's managed to grow a beard. Oh no, another operation. This looks a bit odd, this one. I don't know what they've been operating on to have something like that. I suppose after she sent him some more money, everything's okay again now for a bit. And she only started thinking twice about it all when she saw Brad Pitt, the real one, on the news or something with a new girlfriend. But these femons are not only gullible, they're actually delusional. And they may not give money away so easily if it happened to be theirs. Of course, I'm talking to Angelina Jolie at the moment. She's got a bad leg and needs something. I just sent her just a couple of bucks. This femon is 53 years of age. I think she was from France. And she's still living in childlike fantasy land. Oh, and I think the scammers are from Nigeria. Apparently they got some evidence together and everything else and sent it to the Nigerian government. And they said they'd look into it. That's going to happen. They're probably bankrolling it. But thinking about it, you know, I make all these videos and I don't make one red cent. These guys do a bit of scamming stuff. Look how much money they make. And it's tax-free. I'll put a link to this news item down below, guys. They used to have a picture of this femon, but it disappeared. And if I was her, I wouldn't want my picture out there either. Oh, shit, my phone's ringing. It would. Oh, it's Angelina again. I'll get back to you later, guys. Take it easy.